This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Next Tuesday, the lights of the California State Christmas tree will go on. And this year, they will stay on, unlike last Christmas, when the lights were turned on and then immediately extinguished to save energy. This is a different time when it comes to energy. Natural gas prices are low, rolling blackouts are a memory, and prices at the pump continue to fall. Severin Bornstein is the director of the UC Energy Institute. We're turning to him to find out why things changed so fast and whether the crisis of last year is likely to repeat itself. Mr. Bornstein, let's talk about electricity first. Now, it seems that we are in a time of plenty right now, but can Californians really breathe a sigh of relief given what they remember from last year?
Well, Californians are in much, much better shape than they were last year. There is always a chance that if we had an extreme winter and a lot of outages at generating plants, we could run into trouble, but we're likely to get through this winter without much trouble at all. Last year's problems were caused not just by the high cost of natural gas, but by the fact that the utilities that were buying electricity were in a financial crisis. That led to a number of sellers refusing to sell to them because they weren't sure they were going to get paid. And some sellers actually weren't getting paid, some of the smaller ones, and they shut down.
So how come everything's fine now? How was that all taken care of?
Well, the price of natural gas came down, but more importantly, after these outages last Christmas, around Christmas in January, the state stepped in and started buying the power instead and backed their purchases with state money. And consumers, particularly residential consumers, stepped up to the plate and did a lot of conserving. At the peak, they were cutting as much as 8 or 10% off of their usage. And then the federal government started controlling the energy prices at the wholesale level to a certain extent.
Now, I've heard that a recession might have had something to do with it. Is that true?
Well, the recession has now stepped in and helped a bit because a recession reduces the demand for energy.
Now, explain that, though. I mean, a recession, how does that have an effect? If you have a certain number of buildings that exist, those buildings have to be kept warm or kept cool, or lights have to go on and water has to flow. I mean, that doesn't change. So how does a recession help?
It actually does change. Companies scale back their operations. A plant that was running three shifts starts running two shifts. Even people at the residential level become more careful about their energy use when they're feeling more pinched financially.
So that's a kind of, what, enforced conservation?
Well, that's the sort of economic-driven conservation that we see whenever we have a downturn in the whole macroeconomy.
Mr. Bornstein, what about gas prices? They were so high for a while there, and then they dropped dramatically across the country. In fact, it's the largest one-year swing in prices ever recorded. So what's going on here?
Well, we had two things happen. One is at the oil level, since oil is what's used to make gasoline, the price of oil came down tremendously. That is in part because of the recession, the worldwide recession, and it's in part because OPEC is now having a hard time controlling production worldwide, particularly as Russia expands its output. So we've seen the price of oil go from as high as the middle $30, $35 a barrel to now it's below $20 a barrel. That sort of drop translates to 30 or 40 cents per gallon saving all by itself. Then on top of that, last year when the economy was just humming along and there was tremendous usage, particularly commercial usage of gasoline, the refineries were running full out to meet demand. Again, the recession has cooled off that demand, and suddenly these refineries that were at full capacity and could demand a premium for the gasoline as a result are not at capacity, and we're seeing a more competitive, aggressive gasoline refining market.
So is this at all a portent of things to come? Can we look at what's happening now and say we can predict what might happen in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
Worldwide, I think the price of oil is just a great unknown. It could very well collapse if Russia decides not to cooperate, which I think the signs are they probably will not cooperate. But if we have any sort of war in the Middle East, the price of oil is the first thing that's going to shoot through the roof, and that will show up at the pumps very, very quickly.
If world events are unpredictable, does it make sense for a country to form some kind of policy, energy policy?
It definitely makes sense for the U.S. to have an energy policy, but it really has to be based on a deep understanding of how energy markets work. So the idea that we can either drill our way out of this by getting oil out of the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve, or frankly conserve our way out of it by increasing fuel efficiency standards, both of those really miss the point. Neither of those changes would take effect for 5 to 7 years. And the problem we face is much more short-run than that. We need to recognize that the oil market is a worldwide market, and we need to encourage development of oil resources, of energy resources generally, worldwide, particularly in more stable areas than the Middle East. Doing that entirely in the United States is very unlikely to be very effective. At the same time, we do have to work on alternative energy sources. They're not going to help us in the next 5 years very much. But going out 10 years and 20 years, we need to find an alternative to oil as our main transportation fuel. And we need to do it in a way that also deals with global warming issues, because that has all been pushed to the back burner in the last 6 months. But we are going to once again have to face up to the fact that there are real environmental issues to using fossil fuels, particularly oil, to meet our energy needs.
Severin Bornstein is the director of the UC Energy Institute in California. Thank you, Mr. Bornstein.
Thanks a lot.